Melissa Reimer is a teacher at Grimshaw Public School. She's also one of the organizers of the Nights in the Trenches for the students, as well the Remembrance Day ceremonies that are happening on Friday at the schools. Melissa, I really appreciate this interview. Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please. Comments on the fact, please, that Remembrance Day is right around the corner and the students get to participate in more ways than one.
Yeah, we're really excited to have our annual Remembrance Day ceremony at Grimshaw Public School at 10:30 in the morning on Friday, and to bring in members of the community as well as have the students participate directly by reading poetry and participating in the ceremony itself.
Yes, it did happen a long time ago. I mean, 106 years to the end of World War I. It was 79 years to the end of World War II. So I'm thinking parents were just barely around at that particular point. But in this day and age, how much do you think the students learn about Remembrance Day right now, being in 2024?
I think the teachers in our region and all across the province do a great job of helping students understand the importance of Remembrance Day and teaching them about it in our classrooms. In addition, we have field trips here at Grimshaw Public School that kind of help bring that to the forefront, as well as having our Remembrance Day ceremonies where they get to participate and feel the importance of the occasion.
I mentioned that they participate more ways than one, possibly even talking to a veteran who was as part of this observance. How much opportunity do the teachers give the students to say, hey, let's talk about this?
I think a fair bit, especially as it becomes closer to the day. The time in between Halloween and Remembrance Day is often full in our classrooms of activities from the Legion. We often participate in the poster designing contest. Sometimes we have students participate in No Stone Left Unturned, where they place stones on veterans' grave sites. And we also have the Night in the Trenches opportunity, where students get to participate in experiences that show them what it might have been like to be a soldier during World War I. So I think we have ample opportunities at our school in particular for students to feel that importance and to understand, especially as our veterans get older and there are fewer and fewer of them to come and speak in person about World War I and II specifically.
With these opportunities and with these field trips that are brought forward, especially at Grimshaw Public School, how much do you think the students feel more willing to embrace the freedoms that Canada has?
I think the experience of Night in the Trenches especially helped them understand the sacrifices that were made by our veterans. And the fact that it was very difficult to be in the trenches and to be a soldier during that time especially, and the isolation and cold and hunger that they might have felt. So I think that those experiences and those students who choose to partake in them really appreciate the freedoms that we have and all that was sacrificed to gain them.
Personally speaking, Melissa, how much do you enjoy the freedoms that we have?
I think that freedom is extremely important, and I'm really grateful to our Charter of Rights and Freedoms for entrenching those freedoms, rights, and responsibilities that we all hold as Canadian citizens.
How much are you looking forward to this upcoming weekend with the Will of the Services, the Nights in the Trenches, and the observance itself?
It's such an important time for our school and for our country. I think the longer that passes between our major world wars and today, the more important it is to both teach the young people, like my own personal children, as well as our students, about the different ceremonies that are available to remember, as well as the importance of honoring those who have come before us.
Melissa Reimer is a teacher at Grimshaw Public School. She's also one of the organizers of the many events that are happening within the school, and I really appreciate this. Melissa, I appreciate your time as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.